Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. We're just reading some big timers lyrics.
Oh, my God.
Because you can't read them on the radio. So we're just reading them during commercial breaks.
It's funny when you read them, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny when you read them. That's why I'm dying laughing, because how you reading them lyrics.
Yeah, man. They didn't beat around the bush.
They did not.
Manny Fresh cut right to the chase.
Oh, my God.
Letting you know what was going on after the shows and what they were doing to your baby.
He's one of the best people ever to do. He is such a good dude, Manny Fresh. But God Almighty, they were.
They were honest.
They were really honest, yep. Man. But I just
great beats.
Well, dude, he would just put that thing down, baby. He hit a miss.
Sure,
he hit a miss. But that damn Manny though, Manny would put that doot doot doot, and then have him on there, and then it's his voice too. With them lyrics, oh, it makes it even better.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it even better.
Reading Baby's verse from that song now. Can't say any of these lines.
Yeah, man.
All right, there you go. Yeah. Anyway. Final hour of the show. Thanks for being with us here on a Hump Day Wednesday. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Couple minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Hawks with a much-needed win.
Yes.
Any win is a good win, but a much-needed win last night on the road against the Utah Jazz came in dramatic fashion. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Mark Schlereth is going to join us, Odyssey NFL insider, as the wild card round of the playoffs coming up starting on Saturday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up, as we always do, at 1:40.
Oh, please let this – but that would be great. We're going to break. Like, Bill Belichick – now – I don't know a lot about Bill, but I just can't see him going against that early. Like, he ain't been able to win.
Didn't he already do that, though? Didn't he do that to the Jets.
He
like won 30 years ago?
Yeah, he did, because he wanted to, you know.
Yeah, he wanted a different job.
That had something to do with Bill Parcells also, you know, everything like that.
But I'm just saying,
but yeah, cause
he's done it before.
The Jets gave him the job.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I want to go to the Patriots.
Yeah, and like, did he have a press conference or like?
I can't
he was the coach of the Jets for a couple days.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know if the ink was dry or it was signed.
Was the ink dry in Chapel Hill? Or,
I don't know. He got a recruit though. Dog.
He hasn't coached yet.
He got a Twitter, an Instagram. Like, Bill is like, Bill's all the way in.
But I think maybe he is. Maybe Bill's all the way in on Chapel Hill, and this is the final act of his career, and he goes on to be a great college football coach. I think Bill wants to coach.
Yes.
And didn't get an opportunity last offseason in the NFL, and didn't know if he was going to get another opportunity this offseason in the NFL.
Right.
Wanted a job, and also wanted to set his son up. I think that's what Bill's doing.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, hey, nepotism, whatever.
Yeah.
If you can do it.
Nepotism, schmepotism.
Yep, that
I
too.
I pray to God someday I can commit some nepotism. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I would love it. Jack Bunker's going to have a radio show. Can't even talk. Tough break.
But
should have had a dad with a radio show.
But why not? I mean, hell. I mean, you always got to look out for your kids. One thing I would never do for my children, I ain't going to jail for you to go to school. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, because I really thought about that, because I was riding in this morning, and you know, sometimes whenever you listen and they have like commercials for like different channels, but then it's like they have a spokesman for it. They had Aunt Becky
doing a promo. Got it.
Aunt Becky doing a promo. And I was like, didn't you just get locked up?
Yeah, she just got out.
You know, I ain't going to jail for my kids to go to Harvard.
Yeah, fair enough. We ain't doing all that.
But if I can help, if I give my child a leg up, why wouldn't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
You know, make some good favor with mama. You can never have enough good favor with mama.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's irritating when other people do it, especially if you miss out on something because of it.
Yeah, if you're affected by it.
But yeah, no, I hope 25 years from now, I've got so much power that my kids can be unqualified to do stuff that they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would mean that I did great professionally.
Yeah, and Steve, that's his name, right? Steve.
Belichick, my dad's right? Steve. Name. Oh,
I know that. But Steve, he cut that hair. He cut. Is it grown back yet?
No, he's got a ponytail.
I know. I thought he cut already.
I don't think so.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
He just probably had it in the top.
I know you were
bun.
Talking. Steve never had no damn top knot.
He was on the sideline coaching my alma mater with a top bun
I thought,
this
I,
last offseason.
I was talking about your dad.
Oh, no, my dad never top-knotted it.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, that's what I was like.
No, yeah, no, my dad cut the ponytail off.
Yeah,
I'm confused. I thought we were talking about Steve Belichick.
I would have felt real some kind of way if Mr. Bunker had a top knot. But he
had a ponytail.
But is he qualified? That's what I'm saying. Is he qualified to be head coach of North Carolina?
Who?
Steve Belichick.
No.
Okay, so that's what I'm like. I'm sure Bill knows that. I'm sure Bill wants him to sit around and groom his son and everything. He don't want to leave him high and dry.
Yeah. I mean, look, he was the defensive coordinator at Washington last year. The defense was okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't a disaster or anything like that. So I think he's probably qualified to get a head coaching job, mm-hmm. but not at that level.
Right.
You know, that's an ACC, that's right. a proud school mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. Like, you got to go coach at a smaller place, maybe even two smaller places before you do that, right. unless your last name's Belichick.
Right.
And do whatever the hell you want.
I would love to see Bill go to Vegas. So just so Tom could be his boss. Because after the old documentary thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, how the tables have turned. Like, come on in, Bill.
Exactly. Have a seat, Bill.
Because you know Brady's going to have one of those offices where his chair is really high, and then the people on the other side of the desk have all low chairs.
Yeah.
So they got to look up at him like a king, yeah.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, don't put your feet up on my desk, Bill. Bill's a big talk to you with his feet up on his desk.
Oh,
He's a big one of those.
No. Not in here, Bill.
No, Bill.
Does Bill walk in Tom's office and go for the mini fridge, and then Tom's like, nah, Bill.
No, have a seat, Bill.
Out of the mini bar, Bill.
No, we're not there yet. I need to talk to you right now, Bill. And he makes sure he don't call him coach or anything. Bill.
Yeah, and you got to call me boss, okay?
Ooh.
Or sir. Something like that. Yeah, Bill. Tom's got it in there.
Is this
Super Bowl in Tampa because he was mad at Bill Belichick. He lost his family because he was mad at Bill Belichick. He unretired to go back to stick it to Bill one more time while Giselle was getting it stuck to her by Joaquin. I don't know if I can say that. But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying, dog.
He can't wait to make Bill Belichick call him sir.
Dude, I'm just saying, dog. But the one thing about Tom, he seems like he's have you ever noticed Tom's face is filling back out?
Yeah.
Yeah, his face is filling.
Well, I think he stopped getting Botox because he's not married to a supermodel anymore.
You remember
anymore.
His cheeks fell off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
his cheeks fell off his face.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, his face is growing back.
Yeah, he looked like Grim Reaper. He does. He looks healthy, man.
Only a woman to have you looking like that.
Yeah, no, he looked.
Only a woman to make your face lose weight.
You didn't say skinny. What did you say? His face was, you said skinny, but you said it different.
With skinny?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that skinny face. Yeah, man. Yeah, but yeah. Fellas know that, man. Only thing make you lose weight is a damn woman. Heartbreak. They take your appetite.
Took it from He-Man to Skeletor.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. That avocado, it wasn't filling out no more.
No.
Yeah, you went to the chickpeas.
Chia pudding and all that. Yeah, it's not doing it.
Only a woman to make it do that. I bet old Mo down there is getting skinny.
Oh, yeah, Joaquin.
Mo.
Yeah,
I know Mo ass in Columbus losing weight.
He hasn't eaten since yesterday. At about 146. let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
There's Trey. Midcourt fires. Bang! Trey Young just won the game. Trey Young just won the game, folks. Trey won from midcourt. He just stunned the silent crowd here in Utah. From midcourt, just knocked down a three, and the Hawks win.
Yeah, they did. 124-121. Trey from their short.
They're saying 49 on the TV.
49 feet. Basketball court's 94 feet, right?
Yeah. And
he was on the long side of half court.
Yeah, he was like at least 3 feet on the other side of
half
court.
That's a 50. 455.
They robbed Trey by 5 feet.
Yeah, don't be stealing.
Yeah,
stealing feet from Trey.
They needed that because
they
almost tricked off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great shot by Sexton, obviously, but for them to get the ball in that fast and Trey, I know it's a heave, but Trey can make heaves.
Yeah,
and so I mean, when he shot, I was like, oh, that's going in, man. That's going in. Big shot by him. 20-20.
Mm-hmm.
Just an all out ball of night for Trey. Obviously, they're banged up out there on the road. The West Coast road trip is not. Went the way they wanted it to go at all,
mm-hmm.
and it would have been even worse if they lost to damn Utah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Who's tanking for 2 years from now.
Yeah, they're trying to get that kid who's in high school who's going to go to BYU, who then they could get 2 years from now. So, yeah they're doing the pre-tank
tank,
so you don't want to lose to those guys. One more game on the West Coast trip against the Phoenix Suns, who are in pretty rough shape right now. I mean, obviously they're talking about maybe trading Bradley Beal. That hasn't worked out. He came off the bench, though, the other night, played pretty good. Came off the bench last night, too.
And you know what Bradley said through his agent, because, you know, obviously they want to trade Bradley. Yeah, yeah. He said that's not in consideration because he has a no-trade clause.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he's like, yeah, that's not in consideration.
He would consider some places, I would think.
I don't know.
Because it just hasn't worked out. Yeah, and part of it is he's got a bad back.
Yeah.
He's hurt.
Yeah, I like how he said that. Yeah, that's not even in consideration. Sorry, Phoenix.
Something like
I know you guys might want Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that might help.
Yeah.
A guy who can actually play. Yeah, they're 16. And the thing about it was always a gamble to trade for Bradley Beal.
I mean,
he's a name for sure. Yes. When healthy, he's been effective. That dude's got a max contract.
Yes, he does.
He makes $50 million a year. He doesn't play 50 games
a year. Yes, he
does.
Speaking of 50 games, y'all, we were talking off the break. Like, Zion came back last night.
Yeah, played good.
November 6th, had the big windmill dunk. 60 games.
Just give me 60.
Just give me 60.
Just space them out.
Yeah, give me 60.
Whatever, no back-to-backs.
Yeah, give me 60.
Give him 60, be healthy in the playoffs. Maybe you can make a run. DeJounte played good last night,
too.
He's healthy, too.
I think that's the biggest thing with them. It's like, I mean, obviously they had a whole load of injuries down there in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this guy, he's just such a damn difference maker. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just
– No, yeah, just go look at the Pelicans the last 3 years when Zion's – healthy and on the floor and when he's not.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to win a championship or anything like that. Doesn't seem like with this group. But when Zion's on the court, like, they could health run their way to the Western Conference Finals in the playoffs, potentially.
Remember when he got hurt last year in the playoffs? He played his ass off against the Lakers.
He did. Now they're
– And then just on a fluke.
Yep.
Pulls his damn hamstring.
Now, when they're all healthy, they're a pretty decent team. Not a great team, but a pretty decent team.
I saw somewhere CJ hit 50 the other day.
CJ McCollum?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he had 5 last night. Hot and cold. Fun one tonight, though. Yeah, I would say even more than a fun one. Like a really good matchup tonight between the two teams with the best record in the NBA. Oklahoma City Thunder, who are 30-5, playing against Cleveland Cavaliers, who are 31-4.
Yes.
Two of those losses, by the way, are against the Hawks.
Yes.
Two of their losses are against
the Hawks.
They're 31-4, 35 games into the season. That's insane. Who you like? It's in Cleveland.
I'm going to go with OKC.
Me too.
Yeah,
I just think OKC is better.
Yeah, I'm going to go with OKC.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with OKC and Shea having a monster night.
Yeah.
Monster night.
Yeah, that dude's the MVP monster of the league right now. And they're going to get Chet Holmgren back at some point. I wonder if they do something at the deadline too, just because they have so many assets. I don't know what they need because they're playing so damn good. They got Hartenstein in the offseason. It's worked out great.
They gave him all that money to be a bench player when Chet's in
it? They play together.
They play together? Okay.
Chet's not doing much rebounding.
Yeah. Chet's not doing pretty much a lot of stuff.
He shoots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7'6".
Looks funny.
7'6" wing.
Looks funny and shoots. But that's like what everyone is now.
Yeah.
Wemby looks funny and shoots. Lauri Markkanen busted the Hawks' ass last night. Looks funny and shoots. Like, that's what – these guys are huge.
And just
get 6 rebounds.
I just want to play on the outside.
Yeah.
No more Dwight Howards. Oh, who do you think will win the box match? Dwight or Shaq?
I have to say Shaq.
Okay.
Who do you think?
I have to say Shaq.
Yeah. Loyalty is to Shaq. Why? I don't know either one of them, but I'm going to Shaq. You think they would do it?
No,
I don't think so. Be funny if they did. Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. We'll get his thoughts on the play. Get his thoughts on the Falcons season as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Minutes away from the AMA to wrap the show up. We'll get the phones open. Wednesdays at 1:20, Mark Schlereth joins the show, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Mark, how are you?
What up, Stink?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. We'll get to some of the playoff matchups in a few minutes, but unfortunately, we're not talking playoffs here in Atlanta. We're talking about a team that kind of fell apart down the stretch and didn't make the playoffs. How do you explain, from your perspective, what happened to the Falcons in the second half of the year?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's not good, but you got horrible quarterback play. Kirk Cousins did not play well. He certainly regressed from the beginning of the season, or at least in the middle of the season when you guys had that string going on. So, I mean, that's what you look at. You look at the quarterback play and you look at the lack thereof and the issues you have with turnovers and not throwing touchdowns and all those things. And I'm sure there's a lot more than just Kirk Cousins, but ultimately when you have a veteran quarterback that you pay a lot of money to, that guy's supposed to cover up warts. You know, he's supposed to be compound W, cover those warts, and he didn't. He was actually one of the warts that exposed itself. Yep. So, yeah, he's a guy that, that you got to kind of point the finger to, and you got to look at and say, hey, man, and that's why exactly why they decided to go in the alternate direction and go to Penix. So that's the issue.
What's the word on, or what you're hearing about this kid, Michael Penix, as far as his future? I mean, he could put it through it. He could put it into a Cheerio. I mean, he throws dimes and everything. What are you, some of the things you're hearing about this young man?
Yeah, well, you know, all the stuff that came out, you know, of the draft, and I know a lot of coaches and a lot of general manager types that evaluated him, and, you know, arm talent, athleticism, his ability to throw the football, all those things were plus, plus, plus. So, you know, the whole managing the offense and doing those things, the transition, that was a question, you know, going from the college game to the professional game. But he seems to have handled that exceptionally well. I mean, most of the guys in this class, it's just been amazing between him and Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix and even Drake May, man. They have exceeded expectations, to be sure. So pretty cool stuff. And, I mean, if you're Atlanta right now, you got to be pretty excited about the way he played to finish up the season, kind of where you're going as a franchise. And he certainly looks the part. There's no question about that.
How do you think they handle Cousins now going forward and trying to make sure that it doesn't get messy this offseason?
Well, I mean, I don't know I don't know what the contract looks like, what the outs of the contract are and all those things, but is there a trade partner where you can eat some of that money and trade him away? I don't know what that looks like. I don't know exactly how that goes, but I can't imagine you bring Cousins back. I can't imagine he's going to be like, yeah, let me just back up Penix and just kind of, be in that role. And then ultimately, I think for him too, with the money, I just don't think he's going to take a renegotiation. So at some point, you're going to have to let the guy go, I would imagine, and he'll be playing somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. What about some of these playoff games? I think a lot of ones, all of them are intriguing, but the Philadelphia game, because of the situation with Jalen Hurts, he did practice there, I think they said, and with the concussion and everything. What do you think about this game, and how much do you think a concussion will keep them away from, if they're in this short yards, your bread and butter play? Now, they got a 2,000-yard back, but they do still like to do that tush push.
Yeah, I don't know how much it's going to affect them. I don't know the extent, like how much of that concussion protocol was just take your time and don't rush it back and all that kind of stuff. And we're not even going to test for a while. I have no idea how they handle it. They've kept it close to the vest, which is probably the best thing you can do if you're in that situation. But you know, they are so talented a football team. And, you know, you can make a pretty compelling argument that they're the most talented team in the National Football League going into these playoffs right now, you know, with that quarterback, with Saquon, with Goddard at tight end, with, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Offensive line is as talented as any group in football. And then, you know, defensively, we talk about those corners that they've got. They are loaded, man. They are a loaded football team. So I would tell you that in this particular game, anytime that the Packers have faced a good team, you know. I mean, they've got, two losses to Minnesota, two losses to Detroit, a loss to Philadelphia. Anytime they face a good team, they've crumbled. They've only beaten the teams that, are under 500. So, and they lose Christian Watson, which is their biggest kind of big over-the-top play guy. So I just think Philadelphia is just a much better team overall, and I actually would be surprised if they don't, you know, if they don't kind of put it to Green Bay. And I know Green Bay's got a lot of talent, and they've run the ball, and they've created turnovers. But if you don't turn the ball over, I feel at the end of the day, you're probably talking about a Philadelphia double digit win. That's what it feels like to me.
Who did you view as the MVP this season? Now that the regular season's over, we're headed to the playoffs. Who was the MVP for you?
Yeah, well, I mean it. A lot of amazing, a lot of amazing performances, to be sure. I hate the fact that it has become a quarterback award like the Heisman. Mm-hmm. That drives me crazy because, you know, we put quarterbacks in pink jerseys and don't let anybody hit them. So, that bothers me. I wanted it to be Saquon, and I thought that if it was if Saquon was, allowed to break the all-time record of Eric Dickerson setting 84, then it would have been him. I probably I wouldn't be upset if it was Lamar or Josh Allen, but I'd probably go Josh Allen. And it's simple narrative stuff to me is, you know, when Josh Allen took over, they got rid of Stephon Diggs. They got rid of Gabe Davis. They got rid of a lot of the weapons. And people said, oh, no, this is going to be a year where they fall down a little bit and this, that, and the other. And yet Josh Allen has cured his turnover issues and had his best season ever. And Lamar's had his best season ever. But it always is hard for me, you know, and people in Baltimore hate me, but it's hard for me when everybody who's you know, covers this game says the same thing. It's like, hey, the key to this offense being really efficient and good is run the snot out of the ball and limit some of the passing and, you know, hand it to King Henry and use your Lamar in the run game and then, you know, and then get them when they get one-on-one opportunities on the outside. So it's hard to go, he's the MVP and the best thing they could do is hand it to Derrick Henry. That seems like it's, you know, counterintuitive. Like, it seems like it's, you know, it just seems like it's not the right thing. So, I'm going to go with Josh Allen.
What about this? We talked about the Eagles already, and obviously, but the other team is in the NFC is the Detroit. I thought it was a masterful game plan by Aaron Glenn. It'd be a shame that he's not a head coach in this cycle right now. But they're getting healthy, Stank. And I'm talking about when you look at them at Philadelphia with a semi-healthy. I still don't know when Aiden Hutchinson is going to do, but with this team the way they are, do you think they'll beat Philly? I mean, especially because Philly has to go to Detroit.
Yeah, you know, they've been my number one. Detroit was my number one team all season long, and then they just started getting decimated on the defensive side by injuries. But they've made some, you know, they've made some significant changes. Amik Robertson has moved from the inside kind of slot back to the outside. They got Alex Anzalone back, who was great the other day in that game. But listen, man, there were plenty of opportunities. I mean, Sam Darnold missed on blitzes, three or four touchdown passes that, you know, that's a different ball game if he hits those things, no questions asked. But ultimately, I love what they do offensively. They totally dominate the line of scrimmage. You know, they've got a great run game, a great passing game. Their quarterback, Jared Goff, just doesn't get the, you know, I think people just remember him from the Rams and the fact that the Rams got rid of him and all this, that, and the other. But that dude is incredible. And, like, I just think they're such a damn good offense that – and the other thing is I think from a mindset standpoint, there's nobody better equipped to play in the playoffs than Detroit. Like, they know exactly what they are. They know they've got to dominate offensively. They know they've got to hang 30-plus on everybody. And they know they got to make up for their defense. And how do you do that? Well, you go for it on every fourth down. You don't hesitate. You fake punt. You do whatever you got to do. You got 18 million trick plays in your book, and you run them. You know, most of us that played, you know how this is, man. Most of us that played had all these trick plays, and we never actually ran any of them. Right?
They looked good during the week, though.
They looked good during the week, but we never had coaching staff that had balls enough to actually execute them in the game plan. And they like. I mean, that's part of their makeup. I talked to Dan. Gosh, just over the last couple of years, I've done a bunch of their games, but I talked to him like 2 years ago, and he was like, "Hey, man, this is our identity. I don't want guys to pucker up when it's fourth down. I want them to be so used to going for it. I want them to look at third down like second down. I want them to be so used to going for it on fourth down that there is no hesitation. There's no fear. There's no, oh, what if? Like, this is what we do." And that's what they've done, and it's been pretty incredible.
Mark, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, sir.
As always, thank you. Talk to you next week.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Again, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local grocery store. Add a little extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Oh, right.
And yes.
And he's right. When you're sitting there watching them, because they all those plays, we have them in the weekly game plan, but
right.
They're all in there. The reverse passes.
Yeah, the passes to Penny Sewell.
They're all in there.
Yeah.
And we never run them.
The lineman's eligible,
never
and you actually throw it to him.
Never run them.
Yeah, they actually run them.
They actually run them.
And that is their identity. Like, their identity, I'm more surprised when they don't go for it on fourth down than when they do.
Right.
Problem with that is, it, you know, Bites you in the ass at the wrong time.
Bit you in the ass last year in the NFC Championship game.
Last year, and then people start kind of holding it against you. You know what I mean? Like, anything unconventional, if it doesn't work, eventually people start to look at you funny. But if it works, then he's a genius, and then they win the Super Bowl, and he's a hero in Detroit forever and ever. Thanks again to Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. We'll wrap things up with an AMA coming up next. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call us up, ask us anything, except, you know, about your wife's sleeping habits. Just keep it, you know, don't get in trouble. Ask us anything next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Boing.
Full phone lines. Let's start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Man, what's up, fellas? Holiday work got me a little bit. I was out here doing my thing. But, Andy, a while back, I couldn't call in, and you was mentioning, like, percentages with numbers, and you said 20% of 80. So the math hack for that, if you, as long as the number end is zero, mm-hmm. 2 times 8 is 16.
Okay.
Minus that is would be $64. That percentage always work. If it's a zero, multiply the first number and divide it from that, and you know what you got off.
There you go. All right. That's a great trick. Thank you.
What the hell just happened?
And now, a while back, I called y'all talking about that Waymo car. Randy, you said you seen it down there with all those moving parts. Did y'all see the dude called 911 stuck in the Waymo car, and it's just driving around in circles in the parking lot?
No,
yeah, man. I don't know what to do. Dude, I would have jumped up there and broke it, put it in park or something. This dude just sat there with 911 like, I can't stop the car.
I did not see
man,
that.
Man, Jesus. Man, I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, Mike. All right, so Mike. I don't know what he was talking. I don't know the second part. So if you help me with the second part, I'll do the first part.
Okay, remember he called, and I saw one right here when I was turning on Piedmont to come to work, and it was like a Mercedes or something, and it had this thing on the top of it that circled around and stuff.
Oh.
And I didn't know what the hell it was.
Okay, what was it?
I can't remember.
It's like a Google Map or something?
Yeah.
You're getting all the pictures for Google Maps?
Yeah.
Okay. He was just telling me how to, like, if I wanted to know what 80% of 80 was,
oh,
or 20% of 80
yeah,
was.
I remember that. Okay.
He had a little hack for that,
okay,
which
okay.
was good.
Okay, I
appreciated
that.
It. Brandon's in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon. Brandon? Well, something happened to Brandon. Hopefully he's okay. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So I got two questions. One, I'm a Lakers fan. I know. If your team, which is the Hawks, can't make it to the final two, right, who are you rooting for in the East and West? Me, Cavs, I hate the Celtics, obviously. And in the West, OKC, I like them boys. I know the Clippers are regretting that trade. I just can't stand Denver. And the second question, who would you guys say is your GOAT when it comes to basketball? And I define GOAT as greatest all-around player that could play 1-5 and defend 1-5. So I'm gonna always go with LeBron. If you mention rings, you can't say MJ without saying the guy who has 11. I'm gonna listen to y'all.
All right. Wow, that's a lot of stipulations. I think Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Part two.
But I guess he probably couldn't have played center. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not answering this question because I hate that freaking word.
Yeah, I know. It's been hijacked and ruined.
I'd rather eat goat than answer a question about that word. Because everybody just hijacked.
I know, it's been ruined.
It's just unbelievable.
It's been totally ruined. Because now people will say, oh, he's a goat.
Yeah.
That now, completely flies in the face of what it's supposed to
and
be.
And that was some cap, though. I ain't eating no damn goat.
Really? I think
or
I
goated.
Goated.
Oh, God.
Has anyone ever said that to you, like, as a compliment? Goated.
You know,
one of my little cousins said that one time.
People say goated about everything.
I know.
You're still porn, you goated. Don't ask me how I know. Well, you find out with that dog, you goated.
Like, I know. You get goated for the easiest stuff now.
You stole a chick porn flick.
All I did was cook dinner. I'm not goated.
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah, but I mean.
You got to eat.
You got to, I mean, like, is does Billy Goat taste better than goat?
What's the difference between Billy Goat and regular goat?
When is Billy?
Billy's a kid, right?
No, but hey, Billy Goat, same thing as Goat?
I don't know. Is it Young Goat?
Confirmed. Same.
Oh, same Goat. Billy Goat and Goat, same thing.
I thought Billy Goat was like maybe bigger.
Because, you know, sometimes like, you know, like veal, that's just young, you know?
Young what?
Young cow. But that's a calf.
Baby cow, yeah.
That's just a baby. Like, if you eat veal, you just ate a, like a child cow.
You sons of, you know what? Y'all eating babies?
What's that mean?
I don't know. Okay.
I've eaten veal.
Yeah, like, so you can have curry.
You eat eggs.
So you eat curry Billy Goat.
You could.
Okay. Yep.
I have never, I don't think, eaten goat. Maybe I have. No. I've eaten at a lot of Jamaican restaurants.
Yeah, I never eat Billy Goat.
I would.
Lamb. Lots of lamb.
I've eaten a lot of lamb.
Hold on. You said I eat eggs. Damn sure do with cheese.
Yeah, so
it's a baby chicken.
No, it ain't. It's a yolk. Ain't no chicken in there.
You ever have the double yolk?
Yeah, I have double yolk.
Always feels like good.
But don't
luck.
Ever say that. They went no. They went that bird. That yolk never went. Never became a bird. See what I'm saying? It didn't disintegrate into the yolk. It was a yolk.
That's a good point.
No, it isn't.
I guess
that's a good point.
The equivalent to that would, I guess, eating. You'd have to eat the veal while it's still like in the placenta or something.
Oh, yeah, right, that's true. That would be the equivalent of that.
That's the only. I mean, mammals don't have eggs. So.
But chickens aren't mammals.
No, but cows are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's no really equivalent.
There's not really an equivalent.
So that was a bad analogy, the egg to the veal.
Sure, sure. I mean, never mind. We don't need to go too far. Let me just, while we're talking about chickens, mention once again that my wife is again advocating for us getting some. She wants to build a chicken coop.
Our neighbors got chickens.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
I didn't know they had them.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't know they had them until they told me.
Because that's one of my concerns.
Yeah, the noise.
It's like, I don't want all the neighbors to be mad because we have chickens.
Why does she want you to get chickens?
She wants fresh eggs.
Hey, just take her to one first.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
No, she grew up with chicken coops.
Okay, so she knows how dirty they are and you have to clean them out.
She knows. She knows.
Nasty.
She grew up cleaning up chicken coops. Yeah. Now, I've never had chickens on my land.
How much does chicken cost?
I don't know. Can't be much.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what are you paying for a chicken?
You remember my family's?
Couldn't be much.
Remember when they came home with that little, that damn baby chicken?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Little chick.
Remember when they came home with that damn chick one time? I was like, y'all got problems, man.
As for who I would root for if the Hawks don't make the NBA championship, I don't know. Cavs have been through it. They won one not that long ago with LeBron, though. Definitely not the Celtics. Definitely not the Knicks. I don't know. The Orlando Magic? Wouldn't be so bad.
Oh.
Nothing. I mean, they live in Orlando, so that's not great.
All right.
I like Paolo Banchero. He's from Seattle. I'll go with them.
All right. You know, I don't root for teams.
Western Conference.
If my team ain't in,
as much as I like them and I hope they do well, whatever, when it comes time to be honest about it, I hope the Oklahoma City Thunder lose in the first round.
Really?
Because they used to be the Sonics and they're not.
Oh,
anymore.
That's right. That's
so they
right.
can go blank themselves. Scott is in Canton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's going on? So, first off, veal is baby lamb.
Oh, baby lamb. Sorry about that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm paying attention here. Second, can you guys give a shout-out to my son? His name is Travis. His birthday is tomorrow. He will be 6.
Hey!
We love that.
Shout-out to Travis. Happy birthday, Travis.
Happy birthday, little man.
6 is a big one.
Six.
That's two hands.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday, little man. Happy birthday.
So, the question I have for you guys is, if the Detroit Lions do win the Super Bowl, will that be the greatest overall trade in NFL or possibly history?
Is it trade?
For Goff?
Oh, okay.
For Stafford?
Oh, yeah.
Two Super Bowls?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would that be the greatest trade of all time?
Good question.
That's a great question.
Thanks for the call, Scott.
I think people talk about
veal is baby cow, by the way. Veal is baby cow. He's wrong.
Okay.
But that's fine. If both teams win a Super Bowl,
yes.
How often does it happen where the trade works out so perfectly for both parties?
It doesn't. But that's awesome right there.
Yeah.
If that happens, I'm all in. I say that. I mean, everybody. It was always the running back from Georgia when he got traded from Dallas.
Right, because Dallas cashed in on that big time.
No, this right here.
But then Minnesota was the other team, right?
Yeah,
that didn't really work out for them.
The mutual benefits of it? Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. There's probably a baseball trade or something like that where maybe it worked out. But there just aren't often trades in the NFL for franchise quarterbacks anyway. Like, the Stafford for Goff. Now, Goff was not viewed that way at the end of his time in L.A., so that's part of why it happened. But, like, that just doesn't happen.
Right.
Teams don't swap franchise quarterbacks ever.
They just don't. And he was a throw-in.
He was. They were like, take him off our hands.
Yeah, and he's a damn throw-in.
Here we are a couple years later, and he's got the most or close to the most passing yards and touchdowns in the NFL since he's been in Detroit.
Damn.
Dion is in Covington. Hey, Dion.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a question for both of you. So, other than yourself, Randy, who's the greatest football player you ever played with? And Andy, other than yourself, who's the greatest golfer you ever played with?
So many golfers I've played with are better than me, almost all.
That I've ever – I mean, that's such a hard question. I played with nine, ten probably this year, 10 Hall of Fame football players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're all great.
Which one was the best Hall of Famer?
Who's
the Hall of Famiest Hall of Famer?
They were all great.
First ballot?
Pretty much.
Who was?
You think about it, in high school, in college, I played with Champ.
Mm-hmm. He was first ballot.
Champ's the best athlete I've ever seen, ever. Then, obviously, Big C.
Mm-hmm.
Then I played with Gatesy. Mm-hmm. Go to Miami. Jason Taylor and Zach Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Then I played with Isaac Bruce, Orlando Pace, Torrey Holt, Steven Jackson. Then I played with Antonio Gates, Phillip Rivers. I go with Champ.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's a great answer.
Yeah, I go with Champ.
The best golfer I ever played with. I mean, no offense to, I haven't played with anybody at that level. I haven't played with any Hall of Fame golfers. Probably Blake Palmer, one of the guys that runs the Old Dad Wings.
Oh, he's good.
He's very good. He was on the golf pro, right? He is.
Okay.
He was on the Korn Ferry Tour for a couple of years.
Okay.
So he's a pro golfer. Played in college, and, like. He's so good. Last time I played with him, he shot a 64, which, you know, I mean, come on.
Were you mad?
No. Okay. I was in awe.
Oh, okay.
I was like, are you kidding me? Like, he, like, hit a shot, like, 4 feet from the hole and be like, dang, I just missed it. Like, yeah, you missed it. You didn't make the shot from 180 yards out. But the crazy thing about him is, like, okay, so that's a pro golfer who can do that in his sleep. But he didn't win any Korn Ferry events,
right,
which is the secondary tour.
Right.
And I'm not, like, he's an incredible golfer. But, like, that's the difference between him and guys that are on the PGA Tour that are winning events at that level. So, like, I don't know. I don't even know what that would be like. What would it be like to play an 18-hole round with Scottie Scheffler? It would be ridiculous.
How much is that of this God-given talent in practice?
I don't know. Practice is a lot of it.
Yeah. Okay.
But God-given talent's a lot of it, too. Probably similar to any other sport,
I was always curious about that, like, the God-given ability to be Tiger. Like, or was it more or less because he was, like, groomed from freaking two?
That's a great question.
You know what I mean?
Because I don't think you could just groom anybody to do that.
I agree.
I think you'd have to have an incredible amount of athleticism and coordination and all that kind of stuff. But also, like, people groom their kids like that, and then they play college golf, which is also hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Tiger had the extra bit of whatever, and I don't know. We're going to find out because we're doing it to Jack. Okay? We're doing it. We're seeing what he's got. We're going to find out how much you can groom a guy into being Tiger. All right, let's get to Chris, who's in McDonough.
What's up, fellas? You almost made me forget my question with yokes and goats, but the question is, y'all do a lot of events out away from the, say, y'all been to East Lake, been to Las Vegas, and go to a lot of restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most target-rich environment y'all have been at when y'all been out working?
I don't know what that means.
What
did you say?
You say
target-rich environment.
What does that mean?
Y'all don't know what that means. What was that environment with the best-looking women?
Ladies.
Ladies.
Got it.
Oh.
I never heard the term target-rich.
I never heard target.
It's a good term.
Like East Lake in them golf skirts, man.
Yeah.
And
it's August.
That's always, yeah.
I'll tell you what it wasn't.
What?
It wasn't Fremont Street in Las Vegas.
Ooh, boy.
It wasn't there.
It wasn't a lot of lookers. Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't the part of Las Vegas that we were in.
But I still had fun, man.
No, absolutely.
That was
an incredible trip.
That absolute ball.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, our listeners are the ladies listen to this show. It's a good-looking crowd.
Yeah, man.
You know? So everywhere we go follows.
There, I like that.
Sexiest
answer.
Show in sports radio.
And we've already defined that.
Sexiest listeners in sports radio.
Numerous times. They're the only show that you want to see us in tank tops.
Exactly right.
Yeah, man.
You play your cards right.
Yeah, you don't want to see all the mother shows in tank tops. You want to see me and Andy in our tank tops.
Yeah, get these arms out.
Yeah, but I'll listen. This manly man.
Let him see it.
Yeah, dog.
I think we got time for one more. Right? Yeah, we got time for one more. Rock's on the south side. Hey, Rock. Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'll be as quick as possible.
Sure.
Randy, I like you fading away from not wanting to talk about GOAT because these athletes today are the biggest, fastest,
best groomed, best trained athletes ever in history, but they're the most fragile mentally and physically ever. My question is, when do pundits and opinionated and sportscasters and even the 92.9 crew own up to the things that they said and the opinions they've given when they've been absolutely wrong or absolutely off? Randy, you do it sometimes. Andy, I love you because you'll say, "Hey, I was dead wrong." But when do
ask you something. We got to go. Have you always been right about something?
No. Okay, that's it. But
right, we
got to
go. We got to go. We got our timeshare.
I think like the real answer is Chuck. Appreciate it. The real answer is, I mean, I guess you know it's up to the person. Yeah. I try to say I'm wrong whenever I'm wrong. But if you're wrong enough, then you get fired.
Yeah, exactly. pundits and the manager.
That's how you
ain't nobody
it.
Always right.
No,
especially especially this damn business.
Yeah, it's sports. Now, if we were always right, we'd be in Vegas making all
the
money.
If you want to talk about all the hot takey people, then that's a different story.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Just try to make an opinion based on something that makes sense.
Yeah.
And if you're wrong, you're wrong. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
Andy and Soul for Real. That's what he wants to be. That's the group he sees himself in.
Candy Coated Raindrops.
Yeah.
Lead singer of that group is a listener. To the radio station. Hit me up one time. He was like, "Hey, you ever want to? We'll get the band back together."
Hell yeah.
No, but he did say he liked that I talk about him sometimes. Randy said some stuff about chicken yolks. The yolk never yolked.
Yep.
So it's not a chicken, actually. It's just an egg.
And I think that's technically true. Kirk Cousins turned into a wart instead of covering him up.
Yes.
Sure did.
And Michael Penix is like Houdini. He just squirts through stuff.
The word squirt every time. I laugh. Every single time. All right. Another good one. Another one for the record books. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Dukes and Bell are next.